Hi, beautiful people. Welcome. Happy Monday. I hope that you all are doing well. I hope that you had a wonderful day, a wonderful weekend. I hope you were able to spend time with your family and friends. Hello. Thank you so much for being here. To get started, I want to read you all something. So I'm going to read this to you. Who I am is not who I'll always be. What has been is only the beginning. There is more, so much more. Where I am is beautiful. A glimpse into the endless and unlimited possibility, excuse me. I am more than I thought I was. I am electric. I am energy. I am possibility. I am a flower carrying seed. I am yet blooming. I know no limits. Every iteration of myself is holy and sacred. I give thanks for all the previous versions of myself. I bow to her, kiss her feet. We are standing on holy ground. I am fully present with myself and filled with great expectation of the future. We smile in the future's direction, knowing that I am more than I think I am. I've yet to meet all the versions of myself in joy and in gratitude. So hi, everybody. Hello, everybody. Yay. All right. So what are we doing here? What's going on? Hi, Mara. Hello. It's good to see you. Good to see you. Hi, Jemile. Hi, Jemile. Looking and sounding great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hi, Candles, Boat 504. Hello, hello. Hi, Phoenix, Zafrina. Hello. Hi, hi. All right, so I wanted to start a new series because I'm always starting a new series. And I realized I've made a lot of music that I have not marketed or shared. And a lot of the music that I have stories behind them. And so I want to be able to share that with you all. So this first episode, I want to do the first song that I actually recorded for myself. Before this song was put out, so this song was released, well, I'll play it for you later, but the song was released in 2015, and that was 8 years ago, and before then I was on other people's songs, but this was like the first song that I was able to record for myself. But there's a message to the song, right? So the chorus of the song says, "It's time you realize you're more than you think you are. Open up your eyes, no hiding in the dark." That's the chorus of the song. And so what I want to say to you before we play the song is that for a long time, I struggled with self-doubt. I thought that I wasn't enough. I thought that my talents weren't enough. You know, singing, growing up singing in choirs and things like that, I felt like my voice wasn't as strong as other people's voices. And so that made me really insecure. It made me feel like, oh, if I don't have a strong voice, then I don't get to be heard, right? So if you sing in choirs, you kind of understand this, especially like gospel choirs. It's a lot of that. I don't have that. And so if I did that, I would have no voice. And so I thought because of that, it was limitation. Like I was limited in how I could sing. And so I struggled with a lot of like insecurities and like self-doubt. And then people asked me to sing on praise and worship teams. Then they heard me singing there and then asked me to sing on their songs. And so I was always singing back up and I was really comfortable with singing the chorus to other people's songs. But I had something to say too, right? But I was too afraid. I was too afraid to sing. And I was too afraid to actually reach out to people that I knew who could help me sing. So a little backstory about the song. My husband, now husband, at the time, the first time I think I got to record for real. Yeah, I think that was the first time was Jemile's one of his projects. And so he asked me to sing on one of his projects and we were just friends at the time. And I was so scared. I was so scared that I was on the floor of his bedroom, like hyperventilating, freaking out. Like I could not get up the nerve to sing for the microphone. Sing it to the microphone, right? I was practicing on the floor over and over again. I didn't want anybody to hear me. I didn't want anybody to hear me practice. And the walls were thin and like he was in the room and I was freaking out. And it took a long time just to get down the chorus for the song. And it's crazy that I'm telling a story because looking back at that point and looking at where I am now, it's like it's completely different. I still get scared. I get nervous. And I still don't, you know, I still have this like reluctance to sing, but I'm trying to take up more space. So I struggled a lot with self-doubt and I saw my dream and my desire and I saw myself and where I wanted to go and where I was were two completely different places. Like I was like, the person that I want to be is over here, right? But where I am, I'm like, do I have enough? Am I good enough? Do I have the goods? How do I even get started? And even when friends, i.e. Jamile, reached out to me and said, hey, you know, I know you have music you want to work on. Let's work on it. My first reaction was be like, no, I'm just going to put it off. Like, let me do the things that are responsible first. Let me be responsible. Let me, you know, do my job and all these other and my dreams can wait. But I really wanted, if I was being honest, I really wanted to be a singer. I really wanted to be a singer. There was nothing more that I wanted than to be a singer, to be a singer and a songwriter. But it just felt like it was so out of reach. It felt like I would never get there. And it felt like everything around me and everyone around me was telling me to be realistic about your dream, including myself. And so I saw my dream, like I said, and I saw where I was, and I thought that I wasn't enough. And so I felt immediately discouraged. And so other people put their limitations on me. And at some point, they didn't need to be around anymore because I was limiting my own self, right? And so they were putting their fears, right, their experiences with their dreams and how it didn't work out the way that they wanted it to, or how they were discouraged and they didn't want me to be discouraged. That was like from a well-meaning place. But there was also people telling me that I wasn't enough. I was getting really discouraged, even in school, right, when I was studying ASL, sign language. And my professor was telling me that I wasn't enough, that I wasn't talented enough, that I would never be successful. And even though these things had nothing to do with each other, just the experience of someone older than me telling me that I wasn't good enough made me feel like I wasn't good enough, period. It didn't matter what, you know, what I was doing. I still felt inadequate. I felt inadequate. And I knew that shame. And I knew that pain of feeling rejection that way, of me putting my heart and soul into something and someone telling me that it's still not enough, that you're not good enough, right? And I didn't want to feel that pain no more. And if I was feeling that pain about something I'm studying, I don't want to feel that pain about something I'm passionate about, you know, something that I actually really, really, really want to do, you know? So I tucked that dream under my wing. When I was in college, in the dorm I used to stay in, there was a piano on the bottom floor. And so I would walk in the piano and I would write songs. And like, when I tell you, I would write these songs, they'd be beautiful. And then I just close up the piano and go to class because I didn't feel like I was good enough to be a singer. Like, what would make me so special? Why would I be so special when there's so many other talented singers and musicians who are better than I am, who are studying music, right? So they must be serious. I don't think that way anymore. But at the time I was like, oh, these people are really talented. Like, they had to audition to get into the music program. I didn't even audition, so maybe I'm not good enough as them, right? So all those thoughts like came with me. And I had been writing songs since before I got to college as a child, but I still didn't see a way to get there, to make it. So enter Jamile. Jamile made music back in the day, as in like back in the day. But like he and I met, what is it, 2011? 2011, I think officially, when he asked me to be a part of his project. And immediately my first reaction was, no, I'm not good enough. Get somebody else to do it. But my friend was like, no, you'd be really good for this project. Please try. So I was like, all right, I don't really know this person like that. I don't know what he's expecting, but I'll go in, right, and see what happens. So like I said, we're in the room, we're recording the music. I'm on the floor, basically having a panic attack, freaking out, feeling like, oh my God, why did he ask me to do this? I feel so bad. This sucks so bad. I'm gonna suck so bad. Then we recorded the song and it was fun and I liked it. And it was like, okay, we did it. That's something I can say that I did. And after that moment, other people had asked me to be on their songs. So just a little backstory. Okay. So I was judging myself at that time, judging myself way too early, right? Because who I am now or who I was back then was not who I wanted to be. It's not who I wanted to be or who I thought that I had to be, right? But it was enough to get me going and get started. So this is like a continuation of the Black Girl Creative podcast at this point, about getting started, how a lot of us are like, I don't know when to get started. You know, what do I do? I'm not good enough now. All these things that we say to ourselves, I don't have what I need. I don't have the experience. I don't have the practice. I'm not good enough, blah, blah, blah. Right. I was saying those same things to myself, And so, I was afraid of recording and listening to my voice. I was like, oh, God. Is this how I really sound? Is this good enough? Is this good enough for the studio, right? But the truth is that I was a seed. I was planting little seeds. Even though my dream felt so far away, the little actions I was taking, saying yes to being on somebody else's song, saying yes, right? Even when I was afraid, and again, on the floor, when I tell you fear had such a huge grip on me, I really feel like I struggle with fear. Fear is like a big thing for me. Like, anyway, but I was like on the floor freaking out, thinking like, this is the end of the world. It's not going to be good enough. It's like, he's going to hate it. And so those were little seeds that I was planting, practices that I was getting in of being brave and saying yes, even when I didn't believe that I was good enough, right? And so when you're a seed, you realize that your potential is endless. So going back to the garden, shout out to the people who are in the garden. Love y'all. We were talking about seeds, as in like planting seeds and how we are benefiting from the seeds that other people planted before us, right? So even with my music, I'm benefiting from the seeds of my mother, of my grandmother, of my aunts, right? I'm benefiting from the seeds of planted by artists that I enjoy, that I love, that have sparked curiosity and have shown me what is possible, right? Just by them showing up and being themselves and being in progress. And so the truth is that you have seeds too. Those things that you think aren't good enough, right? Those little movements, they're not little to me. Okay. It's big. It's huge. The big and brave things that you do today, those are the seeds that you're going to be able to live from later on, eat from later on, right? So going back, you're not limited to the version of who you are today. You're not. Who you are today is not who you're always going to be. Who I am today from 8 years ago, completely different. Even the way that I sing is different, and you'll hear it in a second. But who I am today is not even the full manifestation of who I am. I am a flower budding. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am still growing. I'm still blooming. I'm still budding. And I'm still also planting seeds. I'm planting seeds. And I don't have to be the finished work to be seen, right? When we plant a flower or a plant, I have a plant in front of me, right? This is a lot bigger, by the way. I don't know, those of you all who have been here since the beginning, but this was small. And when we plant a seed, right? I bought this like this. I didn't plant a seed, but just go with me. When you plant a seed, you celebrate every phase of that seed growing, right? You put the seed in the ground, you water it, you give it some sunlight. Eventually it starts to grow. It starts to break through the soil, right? And we celebrate it. And we're like, oh my gosh, my seed is growing. Oh my goodness, right? But some seeds are growing beneath the surface and we can't even see it, right? So there's an example of like the bamboo tree. And I'm sure we've all heard this example for the most part. There's, you know, bamboo, when it grows first, it grows down. It grows down. So for a long time, you're not thinking that anything's happening. A person be like, dang, I planted these seeds 3 years ago and there's no growth. Nothing's happening. And then what happens? Eventually, the bamboo just shoots up and grows. Like, and it grows really, really, really fast. I should have wrote down how fast. But it grows really fast. Bamboo grows really fast once it starts growing up. And so the same thing happens in our lives. We plant these little seeds and think that they're nothing. But every action that we take, everything we do is a seed planted. Every brave step is a seed planted. And eventually, it will reap something. Right? It will reap something. So, like I said, you are not limited to the version of you today. But even still, the version of you today is still beautiful. It's still enough. It's still amazing. I look back at that version of me who was singing that song and, you know, struggling on the floor with anxiety and fear. And I'm so proud of her because she is the reason why I am here. So what I want to say to you is that there are no small steps. Even the imperfect one, even the ones that you think, you know, aren't doing anything, that girl or that woman 8 years ago or how many years ago, whatever, 2011, what is time? That woman back then got me to where I am right now. She took that brave step that even I at this point would be afraid to take. In a lot of ways, she is braver than I am because I didn't have any proof. I didn't have any followers. I didn't have anybody buying my music. You know what I'm saying? It was just me taking a leap of faith. And I celebrate and honor that version of myself. And I hope that you're doing the same thing. Those small things that you call small, they're huge. They're huge. The version of you 10 years ago got you to where you are right now. There's no need to be ashamed of that version. You know what I'm saying? Like the version of you that was scared or anxious, right? That person is brave. Because imagine being that scared and that anxious and still moving and still trying to go along. So going back again to 2015, Ooh, you are infinitely more than you think you are, right? So thinking about the seeds, and again, we talk about this in the garden, thinking about the seeds, right? A seed is planted and it grows a flower. And then what happens? That flower drops seeds, multiple seeds, right? So now you have multiple seeds being planted. And then it's like exponential, the growth, the seeds being planted. Every one action you take has a ripple effect in your life and the lives of others. So again, that one action that I took back then got me here, got me here. Yay. I want to say that you aren't even everything you will ever be. I got my notes. But you are not everything that you will ever be. And that's beautiful. If you feel like you are ill-equipped, you're not. If you feel like you're enough, you're not. Because you have that potential inside. You like just like a seed. I wish I had a seed with me. But if you have a seed, it's not just the seed, right? Inside the seed is a whole forest. Inside of one seed is a whole forest. There is a quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson that says, what is it? The potential for a whole forest is in one acorn or something like that. I'm butchering it. I wrote it down. Don't know where I put it. But within one seed, there is a whole forest. And all you need to do is take that one step to plant that one little seed. Beautiful things happen when you take that small seed and plant it. Beautiful big things happen when you take that small seed and plant it. And you will feast from it, but also other people will feast from it too. Right? So, for example, my singing. We'll just use my singing because that's what we're talking about. So singing, that first song that I recorded back in 2015, again, was the first step that I really took like towards my music career. Like, oh no, I'm going to be serious about this. I'm giving myself a chance to dream and try, right? And it was given to me by another person who also planted seeds himself, right? Giving himself permission to play with music and to create music and make projects, right? And be brave enough to ask for help, right? And then someone planted that seed in him. Someone showed him what was possible. And even going forward. So now I'm singing, right? And I'm planting seeds with every song that I put out. People are listening to those songs. And I'm saying this because people have told me and it makes me happy. It's like, what? I never knew this was possible. I never knew this was possible. People have told me that they've listened to the songs and played it at retreats and at healing sessions and at yoga sessions and during therapy. And going back then, I didn't even think that I was good enough. I didn't think that I was good enough. I didn't think that my voice deserved to be heard. I thought there were people who were better than me. And they probably are, right? But it still doesn't mean that I am, by better than me, I mean like more practiced, more seasoned, right? Who have the professional things going. I'm just showing up with my mic and hope. When I show up here making loops, and even from me making loops, people feel relaxed. That is a blessing. Like when people tell me that, it's like, what in the world? Wow. And going back and thinking about that 8 years ago, I didn't even think that I was good enough to be heard to record my music, to record my songs. So you're more than you think you are. The action you take is the water. You wanting to be seen is the sunlight, right? All those things nourish your seeds. All of those things nourish your seeds. You are powerful. You are more than enough. So what would I tell myself 8 years ago? Let me check in with y'all first, but I want to see what y'all are saying. Ooh, to see a world in a grain of sand and a heaven in a wildflower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand and eternity in an hour. William Blake. Thank you so much, Candles Boat 504. That's beautiful. And exactly. Exactly. Right? Ooh, here we go. Never compare yourself to other people. Compare yourself to who you were before in your own life. Yes. And also, right, you don't have to compare yourself to yourself. What if instead of even like this idea of like looking for our higher selves or, you know, oh, I'm just competing with the me of yesterday. I can't compete with her because time has already passed. We are not in competition, right? But more than that, again, she is my ally. She is my friend. She got me here. We're not in competition. We are in collaboration. We are collaborating. We're collaborating together to bring forth things, right? The different versions of me, the different iterations of me on these different timelines and thinking about the Spider-Verse, but on these different timelines and these different, you know, these different stories, all of me work together. All of me's, all the me's work together, right? Emeka Merkaba, hi. OMG, I thought I was tuning in following your journey to California. I had to go back to watch the video again and saw that it was a throwback. Okay, yes, yes. I thought I was in Twilight Zone here for a minute. No problem, no problem. No problem. Yes, yes. No, no. So the videos I'm posting about California, they were recorded last year. And so now I am sharing them. So yes, yes. Thank you for watching. Thank you. And more is coming, by the way. So yes, yes. Ooh, the lady blurred. I'm never in competition, yet always in community. I love that. I love that. And be in community with yourself. We look back on ourselves so much with so much disdain sometimes. I wish I would have. I wish I could have. And it's like, but you didn't know what you didn't know. And that's not fair. That's not fair. You know what I'm saying? Like, really think about what we're saying to ourselves that we would never say to a friend, right? We're saying like, you know, I hate that you did this. Oh, I wish that you didn't do this thing, but you wouldn't know now what you know if you didn't do the thing. It sucks, right? But she, even in mistakes, is still collaborating with us. We're being pieced together. Our journey is unfolding as we take the steps, you know? Hi, Spirit Vines. Hi, you changed your name. I just posted a video seconds ago about how pretty privilege is a superficial and dangerous illusion. Please, please go check it out and leave your thoughts. Yes, please. I'll check it out after this. I will. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, yes. Oh, thank you. I just saw it. Oh, no. Who posted it? Somebody posted the quote. The Ralph Emerson. This part, Mara. I'm not even the same person I was 5 months ago. That part. That part. We are ever changing, ever evolving creatures. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Hi, shy baby. Hello. Really struggled with fear and anxiety this year. It held me back a lot. Yes, yes. Finally taking that leap. I am excited that you're taking that leap. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Kudos to you. Celebration to you. Hi, Sin Cloverton James Jones. Hello, hello. Yay. Okay. Oh, yay. I'm just seeing this. Hi, mommy. Hello. So yes. Just Z1 says, hello, Just Z1. Your message helped me acknowledge the systems that were causing my anxiety and depression. Yes, this helped me feel lighter and stop blaming me for the abuse. I love that. I love that. Because it's not your fault. It's not your fault at all. At all. Spirit Vine says, hustle culture, rich culture at the expense of yourself or others, pretty privilege in so many of these things are very superficial and emotionally dense signs of psychopathy. Ooh, let me check this out. I'm excited. But yes, 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 yes. Okay. So I want to say things that I would have said to myself 8 years ago when I was freaking out about singing this song. Number one, let go. Let go. The music will become what it will become. Stop holding on so tightly. Let go. Live. Breathe. Play. This is something that brings you joy. Singing is something that brings you joy. Why are you making it so hard for yourself? Why not just play around? Allow it to take shape and form as you do it. I have a bad habit of needing to see the whole vision and plan the whole thing out before I start. And I stop doing that. I'm like, okay, look, we just gonna try. We just gonna try because I don't need to have all the answers to start. I'm just gonna start and get the answers because that's how you get the answers. I might go in one direction and be like, no, I'm gonna go a different way, right? And all of that is beautiful. It is not a waste of time. Like I said before, destruction is creation too. Regression, like going backwards, that is creation too. Sometimes you gotta go back and be like, you know what? Actually, I didn't like that. Let me try something else. All of that is important. All of that is beautiful. There is no shame. This is very capitalistic, again, white supremacist thought that growth and good things come when you see more, right? Like production over everything, staying the course, doing the same thing all the time, being able to measure success in a way that I can, as the oppressor, can understand, right? Money, likes, like how do algorithms measure the worth of things? Money, likes, views, right? These computers can't see, can't feel, can't experience. These computers only get data from like, oh, this person liked it, but it really has nothing to do with the heart of it or how good it is, right? And so we are boiling ourselves down to computers. We're boiling ourselves down to ones and zeros when we are human. We are human. Let go. Play a little bit. Let go. It will become what it will become. It is not up to you to control how it will come out. My job is to plant the seed and water it. That's it. That's it. Plant the seed and water it and let it grow and to keep it safe. right? So yes. So that's the first thing I would say. The second one is stop hiding. Stop hiding. You know what you want to do. You know in your mind, without the thoughts of other people or worrying about the judgment of other people or the limitations other people put on you, you know you're powerful. You know that. I would tell myself that even though the world has told you that you are nothing, you're not of this world. This world cannot quantify your brilliance. It can't qualify your goodness. You're not of the world. Like, I see myself as a celestial being, right? I am here having an experience, but I do not belong to this place. I am beyond this place. And so how dare I limit myself by what this place tells me? Like, if I already know the world is jacked up, why would I believe the world about what it says about me? If they lie about everything else, why wouldn't they lie to me and tell me that I'm not good enough? Stop hiding. And I would tell myself that you are safe with you. I am safe with me. There's no judgment here. People can say what they want to say, but I am safe with me. I would also say you may not become famous, right? But that's not the point or the goal. It is to be free. It is to be here in the moment. So again, measuring success. What does it mean to be a successful musician for me specifically? But for you, what does that look like, right? Is it based on other people's definition of success? Is it based on their limitations? Is it based on ones and zeros? What does success really feel like to you? What does it feel like to you? For me, I used to want to be famous. I did. Because I thought that's what success was. But then I remembered. I need privacy. I don't want to have to sacrifice who I am. I want to be a person of integrity. Like, I'm an introvert. Like, I need my things. And I don't necessarily want to be famous more than I want to be honest and free and financially supported. Right? Like, that's it. Like, that's what I want more than anything. It has nothing to do with fame. And a lot of my fame, like the idea of being famous, was really wrapped in the approval of other people. If I become famous, that means that I am enough. That somebody else has validated me, has marked me as approved. Like, if you're famous, that means enough people like you. That means that you are doing the right thing. That means that your gift is a gift and it's a gift worth pursuing. But what if I took that responsibility and that ability out of people's hands? What if I took it back and said, actually, I belong to me. Actually, I validate my dreams. Actually, God validates my dream before that because I was given it. It's a gift that I've been given. And so if I've been given it, then I'm validated because I have it, right? I don't have to go through another person to say, hey, do I qualify? Am I enough? That's what I was doing, seeking to be famous. Am I qualified? Am I good enough now? Because I didn't feel good enough here. I didn't think that I was good enough. And again, I put that in the hands of other people. No mas. The point is to be free, to be here in the moment, and to create honestly and joyfully. I had to really find my why. And it wasn't fame. It wasn't fame. And low-key, it's not even money, right? But I need money to survive. But like, for real, I just love singing. And why can't that be enough reason to sing? I could be making trash hits, okay? I could be making what other people consider garbage, and I still am justified to create. I still am validated. I still am enough. My enoughness is not based on the approval of other people. It's not based on the ear of other people or the understanding of other people. I came in this world validated, period. What I do is extra. I myself, existing in this space, being me, I am valid. I am enough. And whatever I do on top of this is extra. You're welcome, right? So even when people offer these things to you and like these criticisms, you don't have to listen to it. Now, some criticism is constructive. We're not talking about that. We're talking about people who just, you know those people, like the energy is just off. Like they want to tear you down. They want to limit you, right? When you walk in this world, walk knowing that you are worthy, that you are enough. That no yes or no can change the status of your validation. So that's what I would say to myself. Yes, okay. I would also say it's okay to not know what you're doing. You'll figure it out eventually. So I'm going to play the song for you, and I keep saying that, but I'm going to play the song for you at the end. And how I sing, the way that I construct music now is very different, right? But I would not reach the way that I'm constructing music now if I didn't try in the beginning. again, how I start off may not be how I finish. And that's okay. And what I'm doing now, 10 years from now, it might be something completely different. And that's beautiful. And I think that we should walk into things not knowing what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm excited because I don't know what I'm doing, right? That means if I don't know what I'm doing, the possibilities are endless. The possibilities are endless. Instead of looking at it like I am not enough, look at it as I am here and I'm capable and we're going to see what we're going to do. And it's going to be beautiful either way. Take the pressure off of yourself. So yes. So begin anyway, because you love it. You love singing. You sing all the time. The next thing I would say is you won't fall. You will not fall. You will not fall. You will not fall. You will fly. You will float. You will be held up by others. You will be held up by God. Trust yourself. Trust yourself. You will not fall. You will not fall. It's impossible. It's impossible. And even though it feels possible, because I'm a human being existing in this world, even when I fall, I'm still held. All the things that didn't work out for me that I look back on, or things that I struggled with, there are some heartbreaks and there are some things that I look back on with sorrow, right? And like, dang, I wish that didn't happen, right? But then at the same time, I was still held. And we'll get to those songs too. I wrote a whole album about breaking up with my friends. When I broke up with my friends, I thought that it was the end of the world. And even still, I was being held. I was being held by my husband, by my mother, by my other friends, the people who really loved me. I was never alone, even when I felt like I was alone. You know, again, I was held by God. I was holding myself. I was holding myself. I will not fall. I will fly. I will float. I will be held by others. I will be held up by God. Trust yourself. You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. People, again, as a Black woman existing in the world, people all day long tell me what I don't know. You don't know any better. You don't know what's good for yourself, right? Like, no, my soul knows. My spirit knows. My spirit knows stuff before I know stuff. You know what I mean? My soul knows things before I know things. And what I have always known is that I have always had this desire to sing. I didn't know how it was going to happen. Again, me as a kid playing with my Casio, writing songs and you know, playing chords and putting them together. I always knew that I wanted to sing, but somehow along the way, someone convinced me that singing is not an option. That you will die if you sing. You will go broke. You will starve. People will leave you and abandon you. You'll fall into the wrong hands. The me of 7 years old, the me of 5 years old, she knew. She knew what we wanted to do. So you won't fall. Do it because you love it. The next thing I would say or ask is, who taught you to shrink yourself? Who taught you that you weren't enough? Who taught you to think so lowly of yourself? Do you know who you are? Do you know whose you are? Do you know what you come from? I was thinking about that the other day, like the ancestors I come from, people who have passed on, my elders, the family that I see, like it was Thanksgiving over the weekend. And I think about even my ancestors who were enslaved, my ancestors who survived the transatlantic slave trade, my ancestors back in home country, wherever that is, right? I think about, again, the people that I come from and how blessed I am to be here, to be alive, to exist. How all the things that have happened to my people literally says the opposite, that I should be dead, I should not exist. And then I dare say to myself that I'm not good enough, that I'm not brilliant, that I'm not smart, I'm not strong, I'm not capable. What do you mean you're not capable? Do you know who you come from? Do you know what people survived to get you here in this place of privilege and opportunity just for me to be like, I'm not enough? That's like spitting in the face of my ancestors, spitting in the face of my God. My God knit me together. Like, right, if we're talking about scripture, right? You were knit together in your mother's womb. Knitting takes time. I was created with intention. I was created with purpose. How dare I say that I am not enough? How dare I say that I am not enough? Okay. So again, who taught you to shrink yourself? Who taught you to think so lowly of yourself? Who taught you? that you're not talented. Really think about that. Who did? Because it wasn't you. You didn't come into the world thinking any of this about yourself. I promise. I promise. You did not come in the world thinking lowly of yourself. Babies are the most selfish people on the planet, okay? Feed me, change me, pay me attention, right? Give me affection and love, play with me. Children, babies know, they know that they're worthy. They might not be able to name it or define it, but they know inherently that they have value and that they should be paid attention to because they keep asking you to pay. Look at me flip, look at me do this dance, right? They have so much, they're so sure that they are worthy. And at some point, somebody taught them that they're not enough, that they should be ashamed of themselves. Who was it? Who taught that to you? And I have a long list of people who taught me that. A long list. People who love me, who didn't mean me no harm, and also people who meant me harm, that taught me that I wasn't enough, or that I should be afraid of what I know, or I should be ashamed of myself, or I should think less of myself. I should humble myself. Even again, in Christian spaces, there's a lot of talk of being humble and, being quiet, especially for women. Oh God, be quiet and be humble, be seen and not heard and all this other stuff. And you're indoctrinated into thinking that what you want to do is sin, that what you want to do is wrong, that the love you want to show the world, the singing you want to do, it's all vain. Don't do that. No, God gave me that desire. The dream was given to me for a reason. I have to figure it out. I have to see it through. I have to see what the end's going to be, right? I have to see it through. I'm committed to that. Committed to that. So again, false doctrine taught me. Teachers taught me. Friends taught me. Family taught me to be afraid of my gift, to be afraid of who I am, right? And really, all that is really saying is that I am powerful. Because why would a person try to dim your light, tell you to shrink if you were not powerful? Right? There'd be no need. The next thing I'd say is get out the dark. You don't have to stay there in the shadows, and it's actually not safe. I did a lot of hiding. I did a lot of hiding, a lot of quieting. And I thought because if I stayed quiet, it would keep me safer. Like I'd be safe. Right. But really, it was just torturous. It was just torture. It was painful. It was painful to, again, keep seeing my dreams deferred. It was painful to put down what I really felt my soul wanting to do. It was painful. I was dying. I was becoming a bitter person, angry, jealous, envious of other people chasing their dream, because why can they chase their dream and I can't? The only outcome that has come from me not pursuing the things that are in my heart to pursue is bitterness and resentment and depression and anxiety. I had a quarter life crisis at 25. This is important because in 2015, I turned 25. And I just put the pieces together today. At 25, I thought my life was over. I was like, I'm so far behind in life. Oh my gosh. I don't know why I was thinking I'm going to die or something. I don't know. But I think looking back, I realized my soul was at war with itself at 25. There was a part of me that was like, I want to be me, whatever I am, right? Singer, writer, I want to be me. I want to take up space. I want to be seen. There's a part of me that was smothered for so many years that was fighting to breathe, fighting to be seen, fighting to be, right? And there's a part of me that felt like, girl, we got to survive. We got to pay bills. Ain't no time for no dreams. We can't do it. If we do it, we gonna die. Right? The part of me that was indoctrinated by other people or by, the powers that be, that I don't get to chase my dream. Other people do. Unless I look like this, I sound like this. And then also with the music industry, they tell you if you don't hit it by 25, then it's too late for you anyway. And that's, that's the industry. It's wicked. It's awful. We see things coming out today. We understand why they want people under 25. It's a thing. But anyway, so yes, at 25, I thought my life was over. And it's so sad looking back, because I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. And I realized there were parts of me that wanted to be expressed that I didn't give room to express themselves. You know what I mean? There's a part of me that was playing the part and I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't do it anymore. I can't lie anymore. I want to live a life of integrity. I want to be brave. I want to be brave. There's no safety in the dark. There's no safety in the dark. You think it's going to keep you safe? It's going to make you sick. Depressed, all these things, right? It's gonna make you safe. There is no safety. You don't have to delay or deny your gifts to be noble. It is not noble for you to deny your gifts. It is not humble for you to deny yourself of being seen and heard. That's not humble. That's fear. Again, humility to me is humbling myself enough. And even through my fear and my, you know, being afraid and, oh God, they're going to judge me, still showing up and doing this to me is humbling. This showing up and speaking and bearing my heart is humbling because it's scary. It's putting my ego down and allowing myself to be seen. That is humility. Humility is not pretending and lying to yourself and everybody else about what you want to do or what you don't want to do or who you are. One thing I'm very clear on is I'm trying to align myself with integrity as much as possible. That means not doing the things I don't want to do, doing the things I want to do, trying the things I want to try. Because when I do those things, I feel peaceful. No matter how it turns out, I know that I did what I was supposed to do. Sometimes you feel like that urge to do something. It's like, it feels like you're on fire a little bit, like your heart rate is rising. You might be sweating a little bit. You have like this thing in your throat. You have to say it. You have to say it, right? You have to do it. And you do it. And afterwards you feel like, oh, okay, I can breathe now. Like being a conduit, allowing things to flow through you. That's how you stay at peace. That's how you stay safe. And being out, the false safety of not being ridiculed is actually not safe at all. You playing it safe to avoid people saying awful things about you. What has happened to me? People have said awful things about me. People have commented on my songs and said that I sound flat, or I'm not that talented, or I'm not that pretty. They've called me masculine or manly, right? And even with all of that, I feel good because I am free. How people receive what I'm doing is none of my business, actually. And that means it's just not for them, right? And there are some things that I might do just for me. And does that mean that if I want to do it just for me, I shouldn't do it? No. There's no safety in the dark. There's just darkness. You deserve sunlight. You deserve to be seen, heard, and especially seen by yourself. The Dark Knight, please. SMH, them damn Hebrew Israelites. Listen, for real. But there is no safety. There's no safety in the dark. It's a false sense of security, and you're not secure. You're not even secure with yourself because you yourself know that you're lying. You know the truth. You got to sleep with you at night. You got to be with you in the shower, at breakfast, brushing your teeth, right? You got to look yourself in the mirror. You're not safe from you. What's the point of being seen by other people as safe or, you know, pretending to be safe when you're not safe with yourself? You ain't got no peace. And some stuff, I'm going to just say, people just not going to get. And it's not for them to get. It's for you to live. The dream wasn't given to you to seek approval from other people. It was given to you to do. Right? So, the most noble thing that you can do is trust your gifts and give yourself a chance. You know what's crazy? Not crazy, but you know what's interesting? My name actually means nobility, of noble birth, of noble birth. And so I've been researching, like, what does that mean? Like, noble birth. But, like, it's noble to be yourself. It's noble. Ooh, Mara, this is a good one. I'm scared of success also. Yes, yes. Same. Same. I love that you all are here, but I'm gonna let you know this now. 2 years ago, this would have overwhelmed me. I would have been like, oh, delete. We're going to end this live right now, right? Because it was a fear of being seen. It was a fear of living up to other people's expectations. It was a fear of letting people down because I am human. It's the fear of rejection. It's the fear of not being what people think that I should be. It's the fear of being successful and then being like, now what? What do I do now? What do I aspire to now? There are so many other fears under that. So I feel you. I feel you. Single over to James Jones. I just laughed out loud. You're one of the most adorable YouTubers. Oh, I appreciate that. You manly is nuts. Listen, I've been called masculine since I was a child. When I was a child, someone called me masculine. So that's a whole thing. But yes, yes, absolutely. Ooh, Spirit Vine says, we write our own reality and rest assured you have written the realities of 35,000 people. Wow. 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 Spirit Vines, trying to even fathom that, like trying to make sense of that is wild. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. I'm just like, I'm stumped, but that's beautiful. Thank you. Yes, please. Hey, beautiful people, please show your support by hitting the like button if you're enjoying the stream. Yes, please. If you're enjoying it, please like. It really helps me out. Helps me out with the algorithm, all the things, all the ones and zeros. So thank you so much. Lavendula, there's no safety in the dark. There is none. There's no safety. There's no safety in the dark. And even when you're in the dark, and I feel like that's a part of like things, basically the anxiety I was having my 25th year of life. I feel like the fear that I felt in the dark, or that insecurity I felt, is like, Alicia, it was almost like the realization, Alicia, one day you're not going to be here no more. Is this a life you really want to live? Is this what we really want to do? Right? Like, being in the dark really had me contemplating, right? Like, there was no safety in it. I felt death coming for me, not because I was going to die, but because it's like, girl, get it. Let's be ourselves. Let's love ourselves, right? Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you for existing, Spirit Vines. I appreciate that. Wow. Thank you. But yes. Ah, happy birthday, Rabia. I just had a birthday and I'm still in the state of Thanksgiving. Yes. Happy birthday. Y'all, please wish Rabia happy birthday. Happy birthday, gorgeous. That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay. Oh, yay. Hi, Love Heels. Hello. Hello. Thank you for being here. Aw, and thank you to Benson Jones Jr. and Dina Austin and Michelle Bartholomew. Thank you so much. I appreciate the likes on Facebook. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's good to see you. Okay, so yes. The next thing I would say is the first song is a seed. It's just practice. It's just practice. What if instead of us saying, this seed has to sprout or else I am a failure, we said, ooh, let's plant it and see what happens. What if we enter things with curiosity instead of like pressure to have everything realized and perfect? What if we just said, oh, okay, because I walk through life validated, I am enough. I am on purpose. I am created on purpose. I am here on purpose. Because again, it's a 1 in 400 trillion chance that you are alive right now, born into the world, right? And then who knows, right? But every breath we take is a miracle, every breath. And so if I'm validated, I am enough, then everything that I do is extra, right? So me putting the plant in the seed has no bearing on my worth, on my value, on my talent, none of that. It's just putting something in the ground and seeing what's going to happen. Like a science experiment. That's basically how I do all my things. We're going to see what's going to happen. There's no pressure. There's nothing tied to this. Maybe it will fail. Who knows? Who knows? But I'm still going to try because the outcome is not up to me anyway. That's not my job. That's too heavy of a job to bear. Right? Like, it's too heavy of a burden to figure out, oh, I have to get this. I'm like, no, I do what I'm here. Y'all like it or not? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still going to create the stuff that I want to create. Okay. So, ooh, it sets the foundation for everything else. So I would say to myself, thank you so much for taking that brave step. Thank you for making us heard, even though we were afraid, even though we didn't know what we were doing. The next thing I would say is shout out to It's Easier Said with Meg. Let your light shine. Let your light be seen. People will mock and ridicule, but the world still needs your light. People will tell you that you're an awful person and the world still needs your light. People will tell you that you're a failure, that you suck, and the world still needs your light, because there are people hoping that you will be brave enough to step into the light, to be seen, to be the light. There are people in the dark who need your light. There are people in the dark who need your light. Your light is not small. Your light, like, there's this like idea like, oh, you know, well, they shine brighter than I do. No, I think what happens is that people give themselves permission to be seen. We all shine brightly. We all shine brightly. I just think that some other people allow themselves to be seen. We're walking through life. Like, imagine if this was a candle. I wish I lit a candle, but this is a candle. It's a real candle. Smells good. Okay. The scent is cactus and rose. But anyway, we're walking through life like this. We're kind of like, I want to show my light, but not too much, right? And there are people who are standing tall and being like, this is my light. And so it appears that they're shining brightly or shining brighter than us. That's not true. They're giving themselves permission to be seen. That's all we have to do is give ourselves permission. Permission to be seen. Again, hiding in the dark, right? So there's a line in the song that repeats, no hiding in the dark. And so there's a false sense of safety in the dark. You feel your soul wanting to be seen, and you're worthy of being seen. You're worthy. The world The world distorts our vision of ourselves. The world distorts our vision of ourselves. Remember when I said you come into the world knowing you're worthy? I am enough. I'm screaming and crying. Someone change me. Someone feed me, right? You come in the world knowing that you are enough. And at some point, the world tells you less of that. Lower your voice. Dream smaller. Like even when you think of like kids going to school, at five, you're like, what do you want to be? What do you want to be when you grow up? And the possibilities are endless. Then you get to first grade. What do you want to be when you grow up? And the possibilities kind of shrink. Second, shrink. Third, shrink. You know, like the older you get, the less and less and less like they tell you that you're capable of doing. But it actually doesn't change. If I was 95 today, I could do something completely different. The possibilities are endless. We have been tricked into thinking lowly of ourselves because there's no need to convince someone that they're inferior if you already believe that they're inferior. If they're already inferior. No, we've been bamboozled. Run amok. Right? Like, we've been lied to say that we are inferior. We're not. We begin to see ourselves through their limited understanding and think of ourselves lowly. We think of ourselves in terms of money and access and social status and their beauty standards and whatever else. What other made up metric that they use? Right? Like whatever is made up. And it's usually like so unholy and so like not sacred. It's just shallow. We're measuring ourselves by these shallow things that actually don't determine anything else about us. Nothing about us. You are sacred. Sacred in a way that the world doesn't have a mind to grasp and understand. It doesn't have a mind to grasp and understand just how holy and sacred and important and valuable and beautiful you are. The world is shallow. The world is, and by the world, I mean like the powers that be, not the world itself, but like, I should say that the powers that be are blind. They're blind. They're living a lie. They're living an unsustainable lie. Okay. This is not sustainable. And they're telling us to lie to ourselves to feed into their unsustainable system. There's currency in us hating ourselves. There's money to be made from us hating ourselves and thinking lowly of ourselves. They benefit. We don't. We don't benefit from that. And my belief, again, is I am woven together by God's fabric. Yah knitted me together. I'm a work of art. I am a celestial being. I am not what you think I am. I'm still finding out who I am. I'm still finding out the depths of me, the different parts of me. I am not limited to your understanding. Your understanding of people is enslaving them. Your understanding is as deep as a spoon. It's not like it's not even water. Let's be real, right? It's not real. It's not real. And we walk through life thinking in these terms that are made up. Oh, I'm too old for this. I'm too fat for this. I'm too black for this. I'm too aggressive for this. What do people say? I'm too manly for this. I'm too ugly for this. It's like, says who? And why are we valuing anything they have to say? Why? I'm too uneducated for this. That's one thing that I've struggled with. It's like, I have a lot of things I want to do and say. And some of the stuff that I say is not backed up by stuff that I've read. And so they would tell you like, oh, you know, that's not, you know, you need to cite your sources or whatever. Sometimes the source is me. Sometimes the source is God. Sometimes the source is a tree, right? Sometimes the source is wisdom from an elder. And so does that mean that what I'm saying is less true? And usually what I have to say, though, is backed up by science. It is backed up, whether I find out now or later. It's like, oh, wow. Oh, wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yes. There's things that we know before we know it. And that doesn't invalidate me. Again, God's knit me together. That takes time. I'm a work of art. I am a celestial being. Think about when you go to the museum and there are people who are standing around like, I don't get it. Do they take that piece out of the museum? No. Just because you don't understand, right? Just because you don't understand it, they don't take it down because they know the worth and the value of that thing. They've assigned value to it. Even if we don't get it, we're like, oh, okay. And I'm saying that as a person who's like, I don't get it, but okay, cool, right? There are people who are not going to get you as a work of art. There are going to be people who walk by you and be like, I don't get it. Mm, They don't have eyes to see. It's not for them. It's not for them. It's for you first. It's for you to recognize your brilliance first and then share it with the world, because those who get it will get it. I promise those who get it will get it. Okay. What else I want to say? Okay. Yes. I am not limited by this world's limitation. I am not of this world. How dare I, as I said earlier, limit myself? How dare I shrink when I was created to take up space? I was created to take up space. I was created to take up space, even if it makes other people feel uncomfortable, even if it makes me feel uncomfortable. I take up space. Listen, I be faking it so I make it. I take up space and be like, okay, I'm going to squeeze in here. If I can just, you know what I mean? Like that's really how I move through the world. Like, okay, we're going to try it. I'm going to stretch my arm over here. All right. Is this okay? I'm going to, thank you so much. Right. And really, when you think about stretching, right, taking up space, I think about like when you stretch, right? When you stretch after not stretching for a long time, what do you feel? You feel tight. You feel resistance from your muscles. The muscles are kind of like fighting against you a little bit. Like, girl, no, we've been tight all day. And now you want to stretch us out. So you start stretching us out. You start stretching yourself out, right? And at first, it might feel uncomfortable. It might feel uncomfortable. It might feel painful even sometimes, right? But eventually, the more that you take up space, the more that you stretch, the easier it gets. You start flowing and like moving and dancing and you're like, oh yes, I love this. I love taking up space. I need space. I was created to expand. I was created to expand. When I think of even the body, right? Especially as a woman, the body was created to expand. Stretch marks are signs of you expanding or, you know, getting smaller, whatever. But like the body was created to expand, to stretch. Your joints were created to be mobile. You know what I mean? When you look at a plant, at a tree, again, this money tree was like maybe half the size. Plants, nature was created to expand. You are nature. You belong to nature, right? You belong to nature. So why does this tree get to expand but not you? Why does this tree get to take up space and not you? We are all connected. Why not? You know what I'm saying? Why can't you take up space? We've been taught to treat ourselves unlike nature, as machines. Do what I say as I do. Machines don't expand. I mean, that's a whole thing. I'm sure there are techie people in here. We can talk about the RAM and all this other stuff. But just think of a machine itself, like a fixed thing, right? A fixed thing. It's not really expanding. It just is. It's doing what you're programming it to do. And they're treating us like machines. They're programming us to do what they want us to do. Right? Okay. Thank you, money tree. Thank you. Yes. So this song that I'm about to play for y'all, is my journey from like in the midst of my quarter life crisis. It's the chorus of me in the future, me of the present, my ancestors, God, right? Telling myself that I am more than I think I am. That what I see right now is not what always will be. There's another iteration of me coming to help the version of me that needs that help. There's a part of me right in this moment. There's a part of me, an older me, grabbing the hand of the me right now or the me of the past to bring myself together. I am always in collaboration with myself, with God, with community, with nature. I am always in community. So this is a quarter life crisis song written by me, produced by Jamile. So shout out to Jamile. This is 2015. If you listen to the song, you can listen to the way that I'm singing the song. It's very different. The way that I'm singing the song is very fearful. This is how I sound when I'm scared. I'm whispering into the mic. I'm not doing too much. I don't want to play around too much because I don't want to mess up. I don't want my voice to crack. I don't want to embarrass myself, right? That's how I sing when I'm scared. So it's just like me breathing into the song. But even today, the words are still, they're still impactful to me. So I hope that you're able to get something from this. Okay. As we're wrapping up, I said, an older spiritual version of myself, Yah, my ancestors, are singing in holy chorus to remind me of the truth. Open your eyes. Realize it's time. Stop playing small. Stop lying. My quarter life crisis was me, my soul fighting against what I forced on her. And she says to me, trust me. So, all right. So I'm going to play the song for y'all. Hopefully this works. Sorry, making noise, y'all. Okay. Let me share the screen. Let's see. Also share tab audio share. Okay. So hopefully you can see this. Yes. Okay. So the song is called More Than You Think. And so I wrote, this is a song about limits I've placed on myself based on what other people think / thought of me. I have to realize that I am much more than people's opinions, and I encourage other people to do the same. You're much more than you think you are. So I'm going to mute myself and play the song for y'all. Hold on one sec. Mute. Can y'all hear? Please tell me if you can hear.
Scream with all my might, but no one hears. Can't tell which way's right through all these tears. Emptiness surrounds me, people running from me. I can't see why. Ground crumbles beneath me, and I can't fly. But I won't fall. It's time you realize you're more than you think you are. Open up your eyes. No hiding in the dark. Shouting at these walls to break them down. You can make me crawl. I won't touch the ground. You can shoot right at me. I'll be standing just as tall. You thought that you had me, not after all. And I won't fall.
Thank you all for being so kind, first of all. Thank you so much for your kindness, for your love, for your support, for the love you all show each other. Thank y'all. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm going to share the link here just in case you want it or any other music that I have made. Paste. Yes, paste. Oh, thank y'all so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's interesting, like hearing myself back then, and I can because it's my voice, I know what I'm doing with my voice when I'm singing it. And I'm singing very softly, like, I don't want anyone to hear me. I'm speaking really close to the mic, so you can't really, I don't have to try. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm so grateful to her. Oh my God, I'm so grateful to her. And I'm grateful to Jamile. Thank you, Jamile, so much. Seriously, like, for showing me what's possible, for giving me the opportunity to be brave in the first place. So thank you. So this is a series that I want to continue doing. I have, my mom asked me today how many songs I have recorded, and it's over 80. So we're going to work through it. We're going to take our time. Maybe we'll do project by project instead of song by song. But I have a lot of music that I have not marketed or shared. And I'm just like, hey, the music exists. And I haven't really shared it with anybody, but I want to share my heart behind the song more than anything, because that's the point. I'm grateful that I'm living a dream. I'm living my dream right now. From the beginning, I wanted to love people for a living, and I wanted to sing songs. I wanted to create. I am loving people for a living by creating. And I just want to let you all know that whatever dream you have, trust it. It was given to you for a reason. That dream trusts you. Trust it. Take your time. Take a brave step. It doesn't have to be perfect. If you need some help, also some more encouragement, I released a video for the podcast, Black Girl Creative, and it was about starting. It was about starting and how a lot of us are waiting for the perfect opportunity to start and waiting for the perfect, you know, the perfect thing. And it's like, there is no perfect. There is only today. What is it? What is, oh my gosh, Yoda, there is no try. There's only do, right? But in that same vein, like, it doesn't have to be perfect to be seen. Okay, got it. Share, copy, and paste. So yes, I'm living my dream. And I'm not rich by any means. I have not what people would consider made it, but I'm happy. I'm happy and I'm free. And I feel like I am in my, like, I was going to say in my purpose, but I don't even, I'm having fun. I feel joyful. I feel light. When I'm creating, I feel light and I feel close to God and I feel close to myself and I feel close to my ancestors. Like I said before, when I sing, I'm not just singing with my voice. I'm singing with my mom's voice and my aunt's voice and my grandmother's voice and all the voices of the people who came before me, right? And I love that we're just like, when I'm singing, we're just like in community with each other, you know? So yes. So I hope this was helpful. I hope it was encouraging. There was a comment that I did want to comment on because you weren't being negative. Somebody said, I don't want to be negative, but somebody said something. Oh my gosh. And I want to address it. Hold on one sec. Oh, you're sweet. Tea Time Beauty. I appreciate that. Thank you. This deserves to be on the radio. I can see so many families jamming to this or a great road trip song. I love that. And so my music, I love that my music is, so I call it like a soundtrack to healing. That's why, like, that's what I want my music to be, a soundtrack to people's healing. But I realize that my music has been a soundtrack to my own healing. I've been so focused on serving others and wanting other people to heal and help them and to be with them. And, thank you so much, Mira, and be with them. But like, I realize, like, no, these songs are literally like me telling my story. Like, I can listen to a song and know what I was going through when I wrote that or when I sung that or when I made that. You know what I mean? I'm trying to find the comment. But it wasn't a negative comment. Oh, yes. Trust me, if anybody was really being negative, me and Jamile would just block them. Exactly. Yes, exactly. We real tight flat security. No, and I appreciate, thank you so much to the mods for keeping us safe. Seriously, thank you so much. I really appreciate that we can be here without distraction. Like, y'all are the best. But yes, but whatever you shared, it wasn't negative. It was not negative. It was real. It was human. And I feel bad because we've been taught that, like, oh, don't be negative. Don't say that. Is it true, though? Is it true? Why does the truth have to be negative? Right? And who determines that it's negative? Usually somebody who just doesn't want to be bothered. Oh, here we go. Hi, Sil Maniki. Hello. Hi, Alicia. I'm not trying to sound negative, but I feel like some people only see me as an object. I'm an actual human being with feelings. And you are. And I affirm that for you. You are a human being with feelings. You're not an object. You're not an object for someone to own or to control. You're human. And that's beautiful. having feelings is beautiful. And we're going to get into that too, because I released a project called Feel, because I want people to feel their feelings. Be human. We're taught that feelings are negative, or like, if you're angry, it's negative. If you're sad, it's negative. No, they're emotions. They're all beautiful. And this is not to you, Syl, by the way. You're beautiful. No need to apologize. And you're not negative. And hello, hello. You're not an object. And I understand that people see you as an object. Some people see me as an object. Do not give in. Allow yourself to be beautifully human. Of course, with people who are safe, right? But be beautifully human. There's so many people who are losing their humanity. You holding on to it is a gift. It's a strength. It's hard to hold on to your humanity. Feel. We need your feelings. And one thing that I was going to talk about, and I'll still talk about it when I talk about the feelings in the song, but like the people who get the stuff done, the activists, the artists, all these people, they have feelings. They feel deeply. They feel that anger, right? That righteous anger. And they say like, oh, let me use this anger to put it to use, to set others free, to support other people, right? You are not wrong for feeling human emotions. That's what you're supposed to do. So you are living. You are not negative. And I'm sending you so much love. Yes. Oh, yes. And a note from our moderator here. Speaking of this, if y'all are able, please adopt a daily morning stretch routine. Okay. Keep your body moving even at 80. I needed that. Stretch those hip flexors and lower back. Okay. Listen, because that's where I keep like all my tension is there, the lower back and the hips. So yes, thank you for sharing that, the Dark Nate. And yes, we flossing. But thank you all so much for spending so much time with me. It was beautiful to see you all's names and faces. Yes, for keeping us safe. Yes, no, we know what you mean, Mara. Yeah, shout out to the mods for real. And thank you so much for Paid to Talk. Thank you. Thank you so much for this. This is very generous of you. You bring so much peace to my soul. Thank you. Thank you. And you all bring peace here too, because I get nervous before I show up. And y'all are always so kind. And I'm just like, and I melt into like, okay, we're softening. We're in a safe place. So thank you. Thank you so much. Yay. Yes, you are a beautiful human. People that see you as an object is their limitations, period. It is. Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I wanted to put on lipstick, so I did. And this is the crown that I'm wearing because it's fall. So come December though, December 21st, I have a new crown to put on. Shout out to Target. Okay. So hope you all have a wonderful evening. Yes. Thank you, Olivia. Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you. And I hope that you all loving yourselves. And again, you're more than you think you are. Who you are today is not who you will always be, but who you are today is perfect, by the way. It's not saying, oh, we need to improve. We need to get better. No. You need to be. And by being, right, you take the steps. By being, you take the steps naturally and become who you really are. But it starts with honesty and bravery and allowing yourself to step out of the shadow, out of that darkness that you think is keeping you safe, and into the light, whatever that looks like for you, taking up space. So, yes, I love you. I hope that you all enjoyed the song, and I will talk to you all later. All righty. Oh, thank you, Chica. Thank you. Yes. It's at Target. It should be like in the party aisle. So yes. Love Heal says, Alicia, when I say you truly encourage me to work towards my intention and goals, because the notion that you had any doubts about the magic of your music, transmutation, and divine alchemy. Thank you, sis. Thank you, Love Heals. And yes, I did. I almost didn't sing. I almost thought it wasn't possible for me to be a singer. And here I am singing for you lovely people. So thank you all for helping my dreams come true. Seriously. Thank you. Aw, yes. Oh. Alicia, and the song of my heart, and the song of your heart, excuse me, has made our evening beautiful. That makes me happy, PJ Day. Thank you. Ooh, again, I found God in myself and I love her fiercely. I love that. That's actually a perfect note to end on. Oh, thank you, Lavendula. It's good to see you. Another amazing live. Have a good night, everyone. Yes, have a good night, everybody. And take this into consideration. Love yourselves fiercely. Love yourselves fiercely. Every version, every iteration of yourself, even the parts of you that you're ashamed of. There's no shame. There's nothing to be ashamed of. You're enough. Okay? She got you here. They got you here. He got you here. Honor yourself. All right. Bye, everybody. Thank you again to the mods. Thank you to the donators. I appreciate you all, and I'll be back soon. All right. Bye.